लाडली लाल की। जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे। 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 जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे।
Today we're starting with Doha number 97.
Jako Atma Ram Kahi Vedari Chan Bakhan Soi Gopin Sangaras Kar Gopi Hu Vedari Chan.
Since we started these Leela descriptions in Doha number 91, we've been seeing that Maharajji is highlighting the contrast between the descriptions in the Vedas for how Brahm is, and how that same Brahm changes his paribhasha, his whole description and definition changes in Braj, in the Leela Kshetra, in the field of divine love. The whole definition and description of God's qualities and actions changes. Here Shri Maharajji is highlighting this from another perspective. I quoted a shlok from the Bhagavatam yesterday. Maharajji is taking another part of that and expanding it here. Brahmaji was saying in this shlok,
Karmanyanihasya bhavo bhavasyate Durga shrayatva Dupacharyate gunai kalatmano yat pramadayuta shraya swatmanrate khidyati dhir vidamiha.
This shlok is also highlighting this contrast, that there are two seemingly opposing qualities within Brahm.
Tvayishvare brahmanino virudhyate.
Vasudevji is saying to Shri Krishna that you are virudha dharma ke ashray. You are the abode of simultaneously opposing qualities, which is not seen anywhere in the material world. In the material world, opposites do not exist at the same place at the same time. The lights are on or they're off. You can't have both. You can't have the lights on and off at the same time. It's either, you're either here or you're there. You can't be here and there at the same time. But God is not bound by all of these restrictions. So He violates or exceeds all of these laws of physics and the restrictions of the material world because He's beyond all of that.
भगवान विरुद्ध धर्म के आश्रय हैं, उनमें विरोधी गुण रहते हैं। संसार में ऐसी चीज देखी नहीं जाती, असंभव है, लेकिन भगवान में सब संभव है। जैसे यहाँ लिखा है कि वेद की ऋचाएं बार बार बताती रहती हैं कि भगवान आत्मा राम हैं, पूर्ण काम हैं, उनकी कोई इच्छा नहीं, कोई कामना नहीं, उनको कुछ नहीं चाहिए, न किसी से, न किसी व्यक्ति से, न किसी वस्तु से, उनको कुछ नहीं चाहिए। वो अपने आप, आत्मा राम का मतलब है अपने में ही संतुष्ट हैं, आनंदमय हैं, अपने आप, किसी की जरूरत नहीं है, हमारी ओर क्यों देखेंगे। तो ऐसे ब्रह्म तो हमारे काम के नहीं है, हमारी ओर देखेंगे ही नहीं। तो आत्मा राम है, अपने मस्त रहेंगे, हमसे हमारी ओर न देखेंगे, हमसे न बात करेंगे, हमारे ऊपर कृपा भी नहीं करेंगे, अपने मस्त रहकर आत्मा राम तो रहेंगे। तो जैसे हम हर दोहे में देख रहे हैं कि भगवान के भक्तों के प्रेम के कारण भगवान ये सारे गुण जो हैं, ब्रह्म के गुण, इसकी परिभाषा ही बदल देते हैं। तो यहां भी हो रहा है। उस श्लोक में ब्रह्मा जी कह रहे हैं, जैसे कल मैंने बताया कि वे काल आत्मा हैं, वे यमराज के भी आधीश हैं, यमराज उनके आगे कांपते हैं, फिर भी भक्तों के प्रेम के कारण जरा तुच्छ राक्षस जरासंध से भाग के रण भूमि को छोड़ के द्वारिका गए। ऐसे यहां बताया जा रहा है और उस श्लोक में भी बताया गया है कि भगवान आत्मा राम होते हुए भी गोपियों के साथ रास करने की इच्छा कर रहे हैं। भगवान पिता रात्रि शरदोत्फुल्लमल्लिका वीक्षरन्तुन्मनश्चक्रे योगमाया समावृतः योगमायामुपाश्रितः भागवतम्। सो आई एम एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट God is the abode of simultaneous opposite qualities, and due to the love of His devotees, He actually goes beyond those qualities of Brahm that say He is perfectly happy in and of Himself. He doesn't need anything from anyone. He is just blissful all the time. If He didn't go beyond that state, then He would never even bother to look at us. He doesn't need anything from us. Why would He look at us? Why would He talk to us? Why would He do ras with gopis? So the love of His devotees, that divya prem, that goes beyond those initial descriptions of Brahm to a higher state where Brahm, vikshirantun manaschakre, Bhagwan ne man banaya hai. Gopiyon ke saath ras karne ke liye man banaya hai. He decided, I want to do ras with gopis, seeing the beautiful surroundings, the full moon of Sharat Purnima. God had a desire
to do ras. How could God have a desire? Because it's a divine thing. He's not desiring a material thing, obviously. Why would God desire anything material? He's not desiring anything from the gopis. And gopis are not desiring anything from him. Remember, gopis are the topmost nishkam bhakta. Gopis desire Krishna's happiness. And Krishna desires gopis' happiness. But in that, there is a state where gopis are desiring to be with Krishna, but to make him happy. And just like I told you yesterday, however much you desire Shri Krishna, he desires you the same way. So since gopis had a desire to do ras, so Shri Krishna also had a desire to do ras. Here, Shri Maharaji is explaining, Soi gopina sanga ras kar. Okay, that Brahm, who is said to be Atmaram, he desired to do ras with gopis. The irony is, who are the gopis? There are three classes of gopis. Gopiyon ki teen kakshayein hoti hain. Sabse unchi kaksha hai, golok se avatarit nitya siddha gopiyan. The topmost class of gopis are those gopis who are eternal gopis, who descended from the divine abode with Shri Krishna in order to do leelas. They're eternally gopis. Then we have the next class, saints who had attained Shri Krishna in another form, like the sages of Dandak forest who got graced by Bhagwan Ram. Krishna avatare yuyam gopika bhutva mama lingatha. Krishna Upanishad. When these sages had the divine vision of Bhagwan Ram, they all had gopi prem in their heart, madhurya bhav. But Shri Krishna in the form of Ram told them that I don't have that type of interaction, I don't reveal that level of prem in this form. But when I come as Shri Krishna, and, well, I'll grace you and you can come as gopis. Then you'll receive that ras. So those sages of Dandak forest, some of Sitaji's sahelis from Janakpur, they also got graced by Sitaji to come as gopis. There were Agniputra, the sons of Agnidev. There are several different saints who actually got graced to come as gopis. They were the second class. They also got to take part in maharas. The third class of gopis were the richas of the Vedas. The richas of the Vedas have a personal form. They have a divine personal form. And normally they reside in Vaikunth abode. During Srishti they remain in Brahmalok, Brahma's abode. And when Shri Krishna takes avatar, those richas also desire to do maharas. So they also get graced by Shri Krishna to come as gopis. Those are the third class gopis. So do you see the irony? Those same richas of the Vedas who are saying Brahm is Atmaram, he doesn't need anything from anybody, those same richas are doing ras with Shri Krishna. So Shri Krishna is showing that that description of Brahm is elementary and he goes beyond that. He supersedes all of those descriptions. And those very richas of the Vedas are enjoying the parinam of that. They're receiving the benefit of that higher guna of Shri Krishna, where he goes beyond being Atmaram and he desires to do some leelas with his devotees. That's what is described in this Doha number 97.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jako Atma Ram Kahi Vedari Chan Bakhan Radhe Radhe. Jako Atma Ram Kahi Vedari Chan Bakhan Radhe Radhe. Soi Gopina Sangha Ras Kar Gopi Hun Ved Richan Radhe Radhe. Soi gopi na sanga ras kar gopi hum ved richan radhe radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna 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 Radhe
अब एक और विरोधाभास देखिए वेद में लिखा है कि भगवान अज हैं उनका जन्म कभी नहीं हुआ हो ही नहीं सकता लेकिन अजायमानो बहुधा विजायते वेद ये भी बताता है कि अज होते हुए भी उनका जन्म होता है उनके बहुत सारे जन्म हो चुके हैं गीता भी वही बताती है अजो पिसन्नव्ययात्मा भूतानामीश्वरो पिसन् प्रकृतिम स्वामधिष्ठाय संभवाम्यात्ममायया Veda and Gita tell that God is unborn and yet he has taken uncountable births. Here Sri Maharaj Ji also highlights this apparent contradiction. Jako kaha aj, the one who is said to be aj without birth. Soi braj nandanandan bani ai. That name of Sri Krishna, Nandanandan, the son of Nanda Baba. Someone may say, I thought God is Amritasya Vai Putrah. Sare Jeev Unke Putra hai. Wo kisi Jeev ka Putra kaise banega? How could the father of all the souls, according to Vedas, how could he be someone's son? Is that soul older than him? Did that soul give birth to him? Create him? No, no, no. It's all Leela. Bhagwan is still the father of Nanda Baba also. But why did he become his son? Nanda Baba or Maiya Yashoda ke prem ke karan. Bhagwan aj wale Bhagwan ko janma wale Bhagwan bana diya. The love, the prem of Nanda Baba and Yashoda made Shri Krishna take birth, come as the son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda, because they loved him as a son and they asked him, please become our son. So he did it due to the love of his parents, his devotees, Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Brahmaji said that in that shloka I keep referring back to. Karmanya nihasya bhavo bhavasyate. You are abhavaha, but you also bhavataha. You are unborn and yet you take birth as the son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Karmanya nihasya. You are akarma. Gyagyaudvavajavishanishavaja heka bhoktri bhogyartha yukta anantaschatma vishvarupo hyakarta trayam yada vindate brahmametat. Shvetashvatropanishad says that God is akarta, akarma. He doesn't do any actions. Why? Because he has no desires. Bhagwan koi karm nahi kar sakte hain kyunki unki koi kamna nahi hai. Hum log karm karte hain isliye ki hamari kamnaye bahut hoti hain. Isliye hum karm karte rehte hain. Jo purn kaam ho jata hai uske baad uska koi karm nahi ho sakta hai. Phir bhi Bhagwan yahan janm leke karm kar rahe hain. God comes, takes birth here, and he's doing all kinds of actions. Fighting Mahabharata war, doing ras with gopis, running from Jarasandh, telling Gita. So he's doing all kinds of karm. Bhagwan is so difficult to understand that Brahma says, you are beyond my intellect. You are supposed to be akarta, but you're seen doing all the actions. You're supposed to be aj, but you're seen taking birth. You're supposed to be the lord of the god of death, but you're seen running from Jarasandh. You're supposed to be without any desire, and yet you're seen marrying 16,108 queens and doing ras with gopis. Meri buddhi khinna ho gayi hai. मैं नहीं समझ सकता हूं ब्रह्मा कह रहे हैं इस श्लोक में खेद खिन्ना बुद्धि थक गई हार गई मैं नहीं समझ सकता व्हेन ब्रह्मा इज गिविंग अप आप लोग सोचिए हम लोगों में से ऐसे बहुत लोग हैं जो पूछ चुके हैं कि भगवान राम ने सीता को वन दोबारा क्यों भेज दिया श्री कृष्ण ने रानी इतनी रानियों से शादी क्यों किया श्री कृष्ण ने गोपियों को रात को कैसे मिलकर रास किया चीरहरण क्यों किया इतने प्रश्न जब ब्रह्मा कह रहे मैं नहीं समझ सका हम लोग क्या समझेंगे ये तो पागलपन है मूर्खता की पराकाष्ठा है भगवान की लीलाओं में क्यों पूछना ब्रह्मा भी नहीं समझ सकते तो हम बस उसका रस लें उसका ध्यान करें लेकिन उसका एनालिसिस ना करें कि भगवान ने क्यों किया सो वी शुडंट ट्राई टू इवैल्यूएट और एनालाइज गॉड्स एक्शंस बिकॉज ब्रह्मा हिमसेल्फ इज सेइंग आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड एंड ही हैज अ डिवाइन इंटेलेक्ट So how would we material beings be able to understand? When we become Atmaram like Bhagwan, then we can understand how an Atmaram person can still do karm. We'll understand all of that when we get to that level. But right now we can't. And Brahma gave us an excellent example of getting into trouble by trying to evaluate and analyze with one's intellect when looking at God's leelas. He saw a virodhabhas. He came down from his lok thinking that, okay, Brahm has taken avatar as a small boy. I want to see him. What is he doing? So he came down and he happened to see Krishna having lunch with the Gwalbals. I saw such an interesting drishya this time when I was in Barsana just a few weeks ago. On the way to Barsana Hill, there's a shortcut that takes you through a boys' school. So you can leave the main road and just cut through the middle of the school and through the schoolyard. They know us. The teachers know us. So we just say Radhe Radhe and go on through. And it happened to be lunchtime when we went through. And all these boys were out in the schoolyard, and they were all just in like pods, you can say, these concentric rings where I don't know how they decided who would go in the middle and who would go. It's exactly how it's described in the Bhagavatam, how Shri Krishna used to sit with the Gwalbals. And they all had some food, like a tiffin or something, and they were all like just talking and eating and sharing, and it was like, I was transfixed. I was like, this is exactly what's described for Shri Krishna. Aise hi khate the Gwalbalon ke saath. तेरी मम्मी ने क्या दिया था आए ये तो बहुत स्वाद लग रहा है दे दो मुंह से छीन लिया उन्होंने और खा लिया जूठन उनको और भी मीठा लग रहा था श्री कृष्ण liked it better when he stole it from his friend's mouth. It was even sweeter to him. So in this way, Shri Krishna was having a lively lunch with all the Gwalbals, and Brahma came and had this janki, and he is thinking, I thought you know, you had to offer food properly with yajna and Vedic mantras, and here's Brahm eating the jutan of these illiterate villagers? How can this be Brahm? So he tried to analyze and he failed. So then he tried to test. While they were eating, all the calves had wandered off. So Shri Krishna said, no, you guys keep eating, it's okay. I'll go find them and bring them back. So he went far and wide looking for the cows. But Brahma had taken them and hidden them, put them in a trance and kept them in a cave. So Shri Krishna didn't find the cows. And he came back to tell the Gwalbals, I don't know where the cows are, and the Gwalbals were gone as well. Because Brahma had taken them. Dono ko chura liya Brahma ne. Gayon ko aur gwalbalon ko. Aur ek gufe mein chupa diya. To ab Shri Krishna ne ek second ke liye socha. Oh, ye Brahma ki kartuti hai. He knew, he understood Brahma has done this. So what Brahma had done, he hid all of them, and he thought, okay, ab dekho, kya karta hai ye, jinko log Brahm keh rahe hain, aur main dekh raha hoon, ye to ek to sadharan ladka lag raha hai mujhe, to ab dekho kya karta hai, roega shayad, ekdam confused ho jayega, ki ghabrayenge, ki mere dost kahan gaye, meri gaiyan kahan gayi. तो उन्होंने सोचा कि अब थोड़ी देर के लिए छोड़ो मैं तो अपने लोग जाके लंच कर लूंगा फिर आके देख लूंगा सो ही लेफ्ट ऑल द ग्वालबाल्स एंड काउज इन अ ट्रांस इन द केव एंड ही लेफ्ट श्री कृष्ण थिंकिंग दैट ओ ही विल बी कंफ्यूज्ड मे बी ही विल बी क्राइंग बिकॉज ही कैन फाइंड हिज फ्रेंड्स एंड ब्रह्मा थॉट लेट मी गो बैक टू माई अबोर्ड एंड हैव अ लिटिल स्नैक एंड देन कम बैक Shri Krishna reached his abode before him. Pehle hi Shri Krishna pahunch gaye Brahmalok. Aur Brahma ke roop dharan karke gaye aur unke asan par baith gaye. Aur sare guards ko bataya ki ek nakli Brahma aane wale hain, unko pakad ke jail mein daalo. Shri Krishna went to Brahma's abode first and sat on his throne and told the guards that there's an imposter Brahma coming. So grab a hold of him and arrest him. So jab Brahma aaye aur dekha ki, are Brahma to ek Brahma baithe hai aur guards meri aur aa rahe hai pakadne, to bhaag gaye, mrityu lok mein wapas aa gaye. Brahma ran away from his abode and he came back on earth and he thought, okay, let me see now what is Shri Krishna up to. So he saw that, are, क्या हो गया? All the Gwalbals are playing with Shri Krishna, eating lunch just as before. And the cows are also grazing. So Brahma's thinking, did they escape from the cave? He goes and looks in the cave, and they're all there. Gwalbals and cows are all there. So he comes back and looks. No, they're here. Unko chakkar aa gaya. Tab hosh mein aaye. Then he realized, oh, I made a big mistake. I tried to test Bhagwan. I tried to analyze his leelas and then test his power. This is happening because of that. So then Shri Krishna graced him, and Brahma was able to see that actually the reason there were duplicates is that the real Gwalbals and cows were still in the cave, but Shri Krishna had taken the form of each Gwalbal. Exactly. Every feature of his face, the way he dresses, the way he decorates himself, unke hav bhav bhi, how does he walk, how does he talk, how does he gesture? And same thing with each calf. So the calves were identical, and all the Gwalbals were identical. And now Brahma saw, oh, it's actually Shri Krishna in the form of all these calves and Gwalbals. Shri Krishna ke itne roop the, jitne Gwalbal aur bachhade the. Aur Brahma ne dekh liya. Phir Brahma ne kaha, क्वाहं तमो महदहं खचराग्निवार्भू संवेष्टितांड घट सप्तवितस्तिकाय क्वेदृग्विधा विगणितांड पराणुचर्या वाताध्वरो ममिवरस्य चते महित्वम् भागवतम् तद्भूरि भाग्यमिह जन्म किमप्यटव्याम् यद्गोकुलेऽपि कतमाङ्घ्रिरजोऽभिषेकम् यज्जीवितं तु निखिलं भगवान् मुकुन्दस् त्वद्यापि यत्पदरजः श्रुतिमृग्यमेव अहो भाग्यम अहो भाग्यम नंद गोपव्रजौकसाम यन्मित्रं परमानंदं पूर्णं ब्रह्म सनातनम. These are all from the Bhagavatam. Brahma is exclaiming, saying that, oh, now I realize I am just one Brahma of one Brahmand, which is like a speck of dust. Like when you see a shaft of sunlight coming in through the window and you see all the specks of dust floating in the air, my Brahmand is like one of those specks of dust in the vast sky. I'm just one ruler of one Brahmand in this limitless universe, and you are the Lord of all of that. Please forgive me. And please give me a place in Braj as a flowering plant or a creeper or a vine. Why? So I can get... He's not even asking for the foot dust of Shri Krishna. He's saying, I want the foot dust of these Gwalbals. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. How could I describe the greatness of the fortune of these boys who are the eternal friends of Shri Krishna? Now he's acknowledging, these are not ordinary village boys, these are eternal friends, divine saints from the divine abode who have come here to do these leelas. If I could just get their foot dust, I would be so happy. So let me become a plant or a creeper in Braj so that when they walk by, I can have their foot dust. So you see, Brahma has understood that you can't analyze Shri Krishna's leelas. Of course, Brahma himself is divine and he already knew this, but he did this leela to show us. So if we ever start doubting in God's actions and saying, why this, why that? Shouldn't God have done this? Wouldn't it have been better if he did that? Then we can remember, am I of Brahma's status? No. And Brahma failed, And he got in trouble. And he had to apologize and surrender to Shri Krishna. So I shouldn't also try. I'm not even of Brahma's status. I shouldn't attempt such a thing. This is what Shri Maharaj describes in this 98th Doha, which is where we'll end tonight after we sing it.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jako kaha aj soi braj nand nandan bani aaye radhe radhe Jako kah aj soi braj nand nandan bani aaye radhe radhe ग्वालन जूठन खात लखी विधि बोधि गई भरमाए राधे राधे ग्वालन जूठन खात लखी विधि बुधि गई भरमाए राधे राधे Thank you. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Albeli Sarkar ki, Shrimat Sadguru Sarkar ki.